We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Let me read you a tweet, if I may, from myself. I'm going to read you a tweet from me. This is a tweet that I tweeted. It was on July 31st of this summer. I had a reaction to a Jordan Love training camp throw. I was very impressed with the throw. It was a nice throw down the sideline. Very nice. Jordan Love bookmarks at Bookmarker Love was the one who had the video. I then tweeted, the league is not prepared for Jordan Love to stink, or the league is prepared for Jordan Love to stink. That's what they think. At best, the league is prepared for him to maybe be average. The league is not prepared for when Love cooks the Bears for 3 touchdowns in week one. The fallout will be glorious. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fallout. This is the fallout of the Packers beating the Chicago Bears. As we talk to you, the game not yet final. They're just playing out the string. I'm going to go ahead and put a stamp on it. 38-20. Jordan Love in this contest. 15-27. Yeah, all right. There's some overthrows. You know, there's some stuff they can work on. Whatever. 245 yards. 3 touchdowns. The best part about this game, and I want to talk to you guys on the stream, and we'll take your comments and, you know, leave voicemails after this on the Carl's Place voicemail line, 402-915-2278. We'll get to those. But the thing I took away from this was I didn't know coming into this game really what to expect. Anything could have happened. There could have been a myriad of things that would have happened. Jordan Love could have looked bad. I think that was maybe one of the lower options, but it could have happened. Jordan Love could have looked like ready, but not quite ready for prime time. You know, the Bears could have come out and made a statement. You know, their fans were certainly talking the talk. We were going to see if the Bears could walk the walk. The Packers winning in this way, about with everything that happened in the summer, with everything that happened with the Chicago Bears fans, and just the whole thing about the Bears thinking that the nightmare is over, thinking that the bad man's gone. You know, they had Rodgers, they had Favre before that, and finally we're just going to eat on this fresh meat of Jordan Love. And then for him to cook them for 3 touchdowns, I think when I laughed, when I first thought, all right, there are a couple different times, but I first thought, all right, this is actually pretty awesome, was when Aaron Jones had the touchdown pass from Jordan Love. Now, we didn't see him after that. It was a 35-yard pass. Jones went right into the locker room. Maybe for a split second, you thought, is this a celebration? It certainly is not. And that was finally after Aaron Jones got back in this game. We can talk about that. But then it wasn't even the Dubs touchdown. That catch was great. But it was when Jordan Love fumbled and the ball bounced right to him and you thought, okay, what's this guy going to do? Rookie quarterback, first game, maybe there's a panic. Maybe there's a fall on the ball. Jordan Love's been waiting 3 years for this moment, for all the good moments and all the unpredictable moments. And he picked that ball up and he found Luke Musgrave, who is so slow and can't run. And I didn't know if he was going to catch that football, but he caught that football. And it was just the funniest shit that I have ever seen in my life. And then he throws that touchdown. Hilarious. And then on the next drive, we get a defensive touchdown. And did I cry? Possibly I did. this is just so funny. It's Rodgers shades of 2007 against the Cowboys. It's a whole summer with your rival talking so much soup and then not being able to back it up. It's, there's a lot of hyperbole and overreaction that has happened on Sunday that will continue to happen. I think I caps lock tweeted, we will have elite quarterbacks forever. But how do you not feel that way after what you are seeing? If you guys want to join the stream, if you're watching live on the Dan Cheney YouTube stream, you're more than welcome to do that. The link's in the comments and on my Twitter. Kevin says, here's some YouTube comments. Kevin says, the first drive of this game was more fun than all of last season. There was a fun factor to this game. It was enjoyable. Now there were some shades right away where it's like, okay, why are we running this play? And why are we taking timeouts very late? It was almost like, are the Badgers really the Badgers even after the change? They got robbed, by the way. That was a safety. It didn't became just like the most fun. Like, I don't know where this ranks. I don't know. The greatest? No. The funniest? It might be the funniest win that we've ever had. Fergus McGeehan says, what a start by the Packers. LaFleur will have to get used to being the only head coach, but overall they played great. Funny. Jones going down is concerning, as is Jaden Reed got a little messed up with the knee. So we'll see that. Dave, three separate comments. F the Bears and parental advisory, but Ken then comments just fuck the Bears in all caps. So Dave tiptoed around it. Ken just got there. We'll get to you guys. If you're hanging out, please do. I want to talk to anybody who's willing. Hot Take Jake. I don't know when you joined. I opened up with 5 minutes left in the game, and he's already sitting here with his Justin Fields LOL background. Jake, what a game. This is I feel good. I watched my team. This is all we want. I watched my team, and I feel good. And isn't that all that sports needs to be?
This is Christmas in, September, man. This was fun. After that first drive, as somebody alluded to, like, it just, you immediately felt like, yeah, this is different. You know, who knows what the success of the team is going to be as far as the whole season goes. But, yeah, we needed this one. And I'm going to have a lot of fun tonight opening up my bookmark tab on Twitter, not X, because I saved a lot of Bears fans tweets over this offseason. So, yay me, yay Green Bay, fuck the Bears, fuck the Vikings. What a weekend, man. Wisconsin sports in general, it's like the most Wisconsin sports weekend ever. Badgers get screwed by Pac-10 officials or Pac-12 officials. The Brewers go 11 hitless innings and lose the game. And then Green Bay just stuffs it up the Bears' asses for, you know, an afternoon. It was a whirlwind, but it was fun.
Yeah, Brewers have a no-hitter through 10 or 11 or whatever. And you mentioned Wisconsin, but I think that, like, any other day, these stories are so big, but the Packers beat the Bears. And the Bears thought that their boogeyman was over. And we can talk about Justin Fields at some point. I'm far from giving up on Fields.
He's really bad.
I don't think so. He played an elite defense today, Jake.
Could be. Come on, Bartlett. Don't start this.
Can't make me laugh. I still have an awful cough. The worst part about this cough now is that when I cough, it feels like someone is like taking their – I watched Spider-Man today in the morning – taking their Doc Ock claws and like
getting – Well, yeah, and, you know, like I said, you can't die on a spark because I don't think Shay would be able to handle all these personalities like you do.
Oh, I'm happy to. I don't care if this was private or not. Tim Shea earlier texted me. I have a weird feeling the Packers are going to get murdered today. Something like 34-10.
Oh, drag that man.
I said, I guess anything is possible. He said, everyone all high on Love and the preseason, they're going to look awful today. And I said, I wouldn't go that far. And that's the last we've communicated. So I don't know if he'll be joining us here or not.
Get his ass in here.
Hey, everybody's welcome. You all know how to do this. Q is here with the Jordan Love jersey on. Q,
look, guys, they really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck. That's good. Gosh, I'm pinching myself. I had I lacked conviction before this game started. And, man, Jordan Love's mom is the star of the game. She was all of us today. Did you see
her?
Well,
maybe if you lack conviction coming into this game, there's a lot of things could have happened.
Yeah.
A lot of things could have happened. And I think that the most, like, improbable that the league thought was going to happen was Jordan Love was going to throw the three touchdowns that he did. And, you know, again, we can talk about Fields, but right now, if you ask Bears fans right now, and I don't know, it's fresh and maybe they'll change their mind, but if you ask Bears fans who they'd rather have going forward, they will say Justin Fields. And then they will text their friend and go, I was just asked this question about Fields or Love. I said Fields, but fuck, Love looked good today, dude. So it's funny. I think this is funny.
Denial is more than a river in the Nile, my friend.
Yes, the Nile is more than a river in the Nile. Almost.
In Africa, yeah.
I'm
all fucked up.
I have some close friends that are Bears fans. In a weird way, like, I feel bad for them, but I also absolutely love this. This is amazing. Like, hopefully we can keep it going next week, but if we were going to get one win this year, this was the most important one to get.
Well, so. I wouldn't feel bad for them. Look, the NFC North right now is anybody's game. And I think what the Lions did against the Chiefs, that's going to have a lot more people thinking, okay, the Lions might be, you know, for real. And they should think that way. But the Lions this offseason was about, how do we take the momentum that we had? How do we build on that? The Vikings this offseason was, we're kind of in maybe a transitional period. And, you know, they lost this weekend, but what is the best route for our, everything's in house. The Packers, we're trying to figure out, all right, we got super young and we've got Jordan Love. What are we going to do? The Bears, all that mattered was the Packers. You got everyone that was interviewed somehow had a quote about the Packers. We hate the Packers. Their fans are more focused on the Packers. The Vikings and Lions, you know, say what you want about them. They were focused on them. The Bears and their fans seem to be only focused on us. And so that's why this is the most hilarious outcome. If either
Quay Walker,
either praise me or agree.
I completely agree. And that Quay Walker's pick six was amazing. I don't know. I got to go do bath time, but I just wanted to call in. I'm going to listen to the rest of it on the pod. But
all right,
go,
man.
Go back, yo.
All right, that Q is somebody that is a great friend of show. I think a time or two he has ordered from our friends at happyplacehemp.com. And maybe you want to send some to our neighbors below the border because they may need some things to get them through the night. Those 50 milligrams they're not a joke. If you tried the sample pack, the Delta 8, they will get you. And that, you know, that's what you're looking for. So try those with the THC. There's THC free ones that you can do. There's the CBD, CBN ones that I take to help me sleep on nights where I'm not boozing. Speaking of booze, I have a victory beer. Today's victory beer is a Stone Cold Steve Austin Broken Skull. This Al gave this to me at the tailgate, and we did not get a chance to drink one together. So tonight's victory beer.
Come on, do it like Stone Cold. Give me a hell yeah. Let's drink it. Come on.
Tonight's victory beer is in honor of Al and the Stone Cold Broken Skull beer.
I mean,
and again,
time.
This is not available at the place I'm actually promoting, which is happyplacehemp.com. Promo code BART, 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Bart Winkler. Jake is here. Hot Take Jake. We'll bring in the Sean O'Connell.
Yeah, yeah.
He was at the tailgate. Good to see you there, sir.
Happy to be aboard with you two fine gentlemen. Absolutely, on a victory.
Us dirty motherfuckers should have gone down to this game instead of the 100 degree Brewer game.
Yeah. And to that 100 degree thing, I'm wondering if maybe perhaps it was sneaky hot on the playing surface today, and a lot of cramps and hamstrings were caused to dehydration. If that is not the case, then we got to start firing some of these trainers. They got to start getting these guys some potassium, more
what about Aaron Jones, Hammy?
Aaron Jones, Hammy, Jaden Reed had his cramps.
Well, his knee got blown to pieces. I got to see what happened there.
No, he said it was cramps.
Back on the
he did? Okay. All cramps. Right. Okay. I was preparing for a show. I didn't see that yet.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What kind of fan
are
you?
I have a story about the Packers trainers because this was brought to my attention today. Did you guys know this story about them and their bad, their shitty shoulder pads and, like, their trainer and the controversy with that? Oh. So I can't verify any of this. This was just my buddy that sent me this.
Oh, okay. Reed came back out there for the onside kick.
Yeah, he recovered the kick.
Oh, see, all right. I saw.
But there was a few years ago where they were all getting shoulder injuries, and like apparently, again, this is just told to me that their trainer insisted that they use whatever shitty brand that they use, but it turned out he had like an ownership stake in that brand. So I don't want to talk
shoulder pads all night, but
I'm sorry.
There was some guy who pitched to us an interview about shoulder pads because of something like that.
Yeah.
And I think I passed it off to someone else.
That seems like a Sparky
shoulder
interview.
Gate, shoulder pad gate. You missed it, Bart.
Yeah.
That sounds like a
couple of comments here. Josh on YouTube says, flipping glorious. Great to be paired with a Vikings loss.
Yes.
Treb just says hi.
Hi, Treb.
Lucas says Jordan Love, aka Brett Favre 3.0. Could you imagine if you're on the other side of this? If we're Packer fans and you know we can't find Dick for a quarterback.
Yeah, can we talk quarterbacks? Because besides the fact that Jordan Love, I thought he looked good today, and the numbers didn't even do him justice because there was a lot of drops, a lot of miscues, especially early. I mean, I feel like I should be allowed to say Justin Fields is ass when everything he's shown other than his feet are ass. Like
he's not. I push back on the he's a running back. No, he's not. He drops back. He's got nowhere to throw to, so he runs.
I mean, if you ignore all of his passing stats, he's a great quarterback. He's a, you know, but also on the subject of quarterbacks, because we talked about
his
it a little bit
sucks.
Before. We all know Aaron Rodgers is livid right now, seething, trying to hold it in with his stupid, like, fake grin on his face somewhere, and that just makes my heart very, very warm.
I don't want to talk about Rodgers tonight.
I just talk
about Rodgers Monday night when we do a Jets post-game show.
Oh, there you go.
But I do wonder, like, at what point we get to a broadcast where Rodgers isn't mentioned at all. And I don't know, because I always thought, like, you know, when you break up with someone, they say that if you were together for 4 years, it takes half the time. It takes 2 years to truly get over it. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
No.
When you break up with someone and you've been down deep, you wonder, like, when is the first day from here it's on that I won't think about that person? When's the first day in my life that not even
years.
A fleeting moment?
Huh.
Well, think about that.
I usually just go out the next day and plow a bunch of beef, Bart. That's way better. That's way better than grieving half the time.
You know, one of my YouTube lives recently said that I was restricted from ads because of the kind of content that was said on the show. And that's probably it.
What do you do, Sean, when you're sad?
If there's a breakup, well, one, if you let yourself get broken up with, shame on you. You dump that broad before you even get to that point. And then the next day, you just plow a bunch of beef. It's that simple. Jesus. Good Lord, Bart. I forget.
Beef.
Bart's the older brother. He never had somebody to give him that advice. Anyway,
But, you know, especially like with moving on and relationships and whatnot. Now, Bart, you had a very on Friday, the pod you had that dropped on Friday, you and Ryan, I mean, you two guys had a very poignant meeting of the minds, saying that you did not hope to ever die mid NFL season, that would be
the worst. If I die, it needs to be between March and August.
Right. And it's funny that you said that on Friday, because I was reflecting, I had lost my father mid NFL season, and I had never thought of it that way too, where he never got to see the end of the season that had started. There is always that specter of looming death hanging over us. That's a constant reality. And because of that, I was not able to, in 2011, Super Bowl 45, to say to my father, like I was able to say to him in 1997 when we won that Super Bowl, I wasn't able to look at him and say, fuck you and fuck you, your fucking Bears suck. You'll never win a Super Bowl as long as you live, ever, ever, ever. I was robbed of that. So,
Jesus.
We are on fire today, Sean.
Maybe I shouldn't have went so harsh, and maybe he would have made it to Super Bowl 45.
That needs to be in movies or some shit.
Yeah. Telling his dad to fuck off, getting gash. I mean, he's doing it all, man.
Let me make this a quad box. If you're hanging, we'll get to you. But Big Ron.
Yeah.
Here out in Jersey, Big Ron.
Fuck yeah, and fuck the Bears, baby. Woo!
What'd you think, Big Ron?
I really like Jordan Love's performance. He looked really solid, man. You know, Colin Cowherd, I tweeted at him, man. He said Jordan Love is going to be nothing special. And
what did Cowherd reply back to you?
Yeah, he says he stands by his comment, man.
Okay, I'm sure. Yeah.
And Big Ron, like, for me, one of the biggest things that I liked about the performance was he took care of the ball. He took care of the ball. He didn't try to force it when he was in trouble. He didn't, you know, cough it up. That was one of the things that I thought showed a lot of maturity. It was that he maintained ball security.
Zero interceptions, zero bad decisions. Very different than Tanner Mordecai for the Badgers last night, unfortunately. But he did a great job. He didn't be and he looked great, you know. And of course, it helps when you have some talent around you. And I think we do have a good group of talented young receivers. And, you know, Aaron Jones was certainly on full display. Hopefully his hammy, you know, we'll quickly recover from that. And, but Bart, thanks for playing my voicemail on Friday. I had a good gambling weekend. I went 2-1 in college and 4-1 in the pros.
Well, thanks for leaving such an unsolicited professional, like, hey, here's Big Ron's takes of the week. I mean, if you put that much thought into it, I'll play your voicemail.
Awesome, man.
I appreciate that. The thing I wanted to say is something that I've already forgotten, so I will read a comment instead. This is from Ryan. Ryan says, let's fucking go. Bears suck, Cubs suck. Jordan Love is good, and I love this team. Bart, you have me blocked on everything, but I'm here. It's a new leaf. Love your show. LFG Bears suck. All right, if you want to start over, this guy has been shitting on me for 4 years. Like, all the worst shit you could say.
I used to be blocked by Bart.
When?
This was back in the radio days, but I used to always call into the show. And I was a regular caller, and I told you on the air that you blocked me, and you were like, who are you? And then I said my username, and you were like, oh, you motherfucker. Like, and then you
unblocked me. What did we fight about?
God, I wish I could remember, but I think it was just a lot of people don't understand my personality and humor.
Well, and I should have sympathized with that. I feel the same about me.
I think there was some, like, you know, a little bit too much samey going on there, so. That's probably what it was.
Well, Ryan, if you're ready to bury the hatchet, we can bury the hatchet. We can bury the hatchet. Just don't ever revert to the shit that you've said to me and about me that got yourself blocked. Okay? Just don't do that again, and we're good. I'd like to announce that Jimmy gave me $2 to the podcast fund. Yep, Jimmy.
As soon as I log off, I'll give you some money.
No, don't.
Bart, your boy Dario is retweeting some Bears fans' predictions of guaranteeing a win and everything.
Oh, look at Dario, because Dario
does that. Yeah.
Dario Melendez,
yes,
my guy, he was tweeting video of Gutekunst in the press box celebrating a touchdown. I don't know if you should be doing that, but he did it.
Good for him, man. That's awesome. Yeah. That's good content. That's what I'm
Gary Wolfling his way out of that position.
No. All right. I need one of you to voluntarily leave.
I'll leave.
I can go.
No.
Yeah, Sean.
No,
you stay.
I'm good. I got to do Bruin. So.
Okay.
Bon Beeve.
See ya.
See ya. The Sean O'Connell. Because I'm going to bring in Adam. Adam, welcome to the program. Adam.
Bart. A long time ago, like 5 years ago, I had a fake podcast at work called Two Guys in a Factory in a Podcast. Remember that?
Vaguely, yeah. I remember the name.
And you messaged me about Jack's Pizza and how good it was.
Well, it is good.
It's not good.
Jack's, so I just had this conversation with my wife. Why are we talking about this now?
Do you remember that podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean it was a fake podcast?
I did it at work with a couple of me and my friends.
Then you told me to listen to it.
Okay.
So I did.
And you messaged me back with a video while you're driving. Do you remember that?
That I don't know, not remember.
No, you don't. And you said Jack's Pizza was really good.
So Jack's is the cutoff. Tombstone is good. Like, the shit I won't eat in my house is Orv's, Roma, and what's the other one?
Palermo.
What about Red Baron?
Palermo. No, yeah, Palermo.
Palermo's fine. Jack's, where do you go Jack's and Tony's?
Jack's is number one.
What? Jack's ain't number one. It's number elite. One is like the Red Baron shit with the crust. Yes. But no, it takes too fucking long to cook.
You got to have the thin crust. And I'm telling you, the Jack's is like elite hangover food. I don't drink anymore. But when I did, you would get home from the bar at 3 a.m. 10 minutes later, you got a Jack's pizza. That's where it's at.
Yep, 100%.
And you inhaled that shit. That's how you do it.
The whole pizza.
Do you have any thoughts on the game, non-pizza related?
So ESPN Milwaukee, trash.
Your words.
The whole crew is downing Love. And now he shows out, and then they want to like, oh, hey, by the way, he did well today.
I'd like this guy. I'd like to state for the record that I have no official or unofficial beef with ESPN Milwaukee.
You don't, but I do.
I hate the other station with the
they're all pessimistic.
Passion of a thousand suns.
No, they're all pessimistic. They all like view everything negative. They're trash. They're all trash.
Look, there's two ways you can go on this. You can say that Love's going to suck and then take the gamble that that's going to be what happens. Or you can be like me and 3 months ago predict that in week one, Love will throw for 1, 2, 3 touchdowns and be absolutely right.
Why can't you be right? Why can't you have the positive side of it? Why does it have to be like, oh, we don't know anything about this guy, so let's think the most negative thing possible instead of thinking like, oh, maybe he'll throw 3 or 4 touchdowns. Trash.
Well,
because if you don't know something, it's easier to doubt what you don't know. Like, exactly. I still think Brock Purdy sucks. I'll never get over that. He's apparently really good.
I think a lot of that is people do it for engagement. It's easy to get people to talk about the quarterback because not every fan is going to break down a game and watch every snap and, you know, really, really get into it like your hardcore fans.
Right. It's called shock jock. Yeah. That's all Milwaukee radio is now, shock jock.
Well, so I've never thought of myself as a shock jock, but what I do is
no, but you keep it real.
Well, but there, I like I, instead of just being like a six, you know, I'll crank it to a 10, you know, instead of being like,
right.
I think Jordan Love, instead of being like, guys, I think, you know, Jordan Love might be good this first week. Let's see what happens. I'm going to be right. like, he's throwing for 3 fucking touchdowns, you stupid clown. So it's still right. what I believe, but you ramp it up.
Right.
Can we talk about the defense for a minute? Because
first, before we talk about that, I don't want to forget about this. Chip's comment, I love that they didn't let up today. They put the nail in the coffin. There was a couple of fourth downs, and I always love to pretend I'm smarter than the coach. In the first half, they punted, which I was good with.
Right.
Because the Bears weren't doing shit offensively.
Right.
Get them back. Don't screw up. And then in the second half, there was a play where they went for it on fourth. And you could tell the Bears are reeling a little bit. And so Matt LaFleur, I tweeted early after 2 plays that Matt LaFleur stinks. I don't know if he's good. He's certainly not as good as the record that he has. That is for sure. I still think he – hey, buddy. I'm sorry that your dad doesn't ever give you the joy of Jack's frozen pizza.
There it is.
Revolt. So I still think like I thought it looked to me early. Remember when McCarthy saw Rodgers get a broken collarbone and then he's like, oh fuck, season's over. I got to play Hundley. And yep. He knew he was screwed. It's like, I wanted to see Love right away. Show us what he's got. He's been waiting 3 years for this. Not this option shit to Jaden Reed. So that was it. I don't know.
Bizarre.
I'm probably too hard on the core. Whatever. I'll live.
I will say about this. The defense flew around today. They were flying around. They were pressing. And
Devontae Wyatt is a monster.
The defense was flying around. They flew around.
Correct. Do you guys think the defense was that good, or do you think it was emblematic of just the Bears' just offense being terrible?
Well, that's both, yeah.
Yeah,
well, it's tough. Number one, Devontae Wyatt, like, becoming a force would be just so amazing.
Yeah.
I think it was
Van Ness's sack?
Van Ness.
I didn't know he was allowed to do that since he didn't start in college or whatever people cared about.
That was a misassignment on Van Ness. 100%. Someone missed his block.
Jake says I need to have a nosy neighbor brewing beer for a victory beer. I'm open to any. This is a stone cold beer. I don't have much of these in my fridge. Al hooked me up. I'm open to any.
Just get his address from Matt.
I'll do victory beers free of charge. I just want to drink a beer during a victory.
Wyatt, I was in like the third quarter. He had 3 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks. He was the guy that caused the pressure on the Justin Fields pick 6 to Quay Walker. Van Ness, I mean, just in that one play alone showed you why he was a first round pick. You know, obviously he's still very raw. The best is yet to come for him. I talked to Bart a little bit before we went live about Jair Alexander and that dude, I would have loved to see him play in the 1980s when the rules allowed you to use your hands and you could just light people up. He would have been everything he is now times 10. I mean, just, you know, an amazing player. If there is a soft spot to the defense, it's obviously the safety position. And if Gutekunst is going to get crazy.
Well, we still have stupid penalties, too.
Yeah, the personal fouls. I mean, it shows a lot of a lack of discipline. And that reared its ugly head last year. You would hope to get that figured out by now. But Rudy Ford, I also think that's not going to work long term, him being a starter.
I'll add Adam back in a second. You put your phone down and that didn't mean you were not still here.
No, my dog ran away. So.
Oh, all right. Jake, I do want to get Tony in here. Some
love you guys.
Farewell to you. Thanks, Jake.
Up Chicago.
So I got Adam here. I got Big Ron here. I'm going to bring in Tony in Texas. I do want to remind you of the message we've been spreading from the Wisconsin Bike Fed. Because as we're doing this podcast in the evening hours, that's when things get a little dicey out there, traffic-wise, especially if you're, you know, coming home from wherever you were and maybe you had a few stone colds or whatever. Make sure your lights are on. Make sure you're going the speed limit. The sun's starting to set earlier, and crashes involving people biking and walking are occurring more in this evening commute time. That's why all of us here at the BWS, along with everyone at the Wisconsin Bike Fed. Want to remind all road users, turn your lights on, slow down and look around, work together, make sure everyone, no matter how they travel, walking, biking, whatever, stay safe. Learn more at WisconsinBikeFed.org. So, Tony, as you're in your car, watch out for those bikers.
I have no idea what that advertisement was about, Bart.
It's about don't drive like an asshole when the sun's going down.
I can get behind that.
And be nice to our friends that are biking around. Because I know that America's been forcing cars down your throat since Henry Ford tried to make a buck, but we should be able to commute other ways in our cities.
Hey, I'm all about alternative transportation, Bart.
Alternative is getting in a hunk of a torpedo with wheels.
Bart, I've driven on the BART. And only you and I know what the BART is.
No, everyone knows what the BART is.
So the Bay Area Transit for all you newcomers there. All right.
That'd be the BAT. The BART is Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Rapid Transit. Okay. So let's get down to business here. The Packers are, I've said this for a few weeks now, a Super Bowl dark horse. You can take that as you want, whatever you want to say. This is Jordan Love's fourth year. As long as he's an above average quarterback, which he was today, this team is young and good enough to go to at least the NFC divisional playoffs, in my opinion. Now, why do I say that? They are the youngest team in the league. They have players that are ascending. And they have a veteran offensive line that is really good. That offensive line was good today, I thought, Bart. And defensively, I don't know if you've given any love to Joe Barry, but that defense was damn good today.
Well, the defense is good today because Joe Barry listened to his players. They had a meeting before the season started, and the defense wanted to play more aggressive, more upfront defense, more pressure, and he did that. He did exactly that.
Tony, that was a good point about the offensive line, man. I think Jordan Love only got sacked once. I think it was early in the first half.
Big Ron, that offensive line is better than most. It's a top five offensive line, in my opinion.
Yeah, Bakhtiari didn't show any rust at all from not practicing.
I thought Bakhtiari was going to get called for a false start every time. He was trying to do what that Chiefs guys were doing the other night.
Bakhtiari.
No, I think the whole issue was coming into this year was the defense going to adjust to what their personnel was? And Joe Barry adjusted to what the defense is.
Who are you holding captive in your car, Tony?
Oh, man, I got the whole team here. A bunch of Cowboy fans, though, Bart. Hey, I got to say this, and I don't know who's speaking right now, but
Adam,
good to meet you, bro. I got to say, Jair Alexander showed me something today. I like what he brought to the table. I like the tenacity. I like the little innuendos after the plays. Jair showed why Jair is an all-pro today, Bart. And Kenny Clark, Quay Walker. Some of these guys are looking like the players we thought they could be. And I think we got something going here, man. I don't want to say it's like 2010. I'll say more 2009. This team's going to be pretty good.
Okay, let me read some comments real quick if I can.
Yeah.
Eric says, same old Bears. Michael says, the O-line is the MVP. Ted says, Packers versus Browns in the Super Bowl. Thomas says, Bart, your head looks like a 14-pound bowling ball. What the fuck?
Why are they saying that about you, bud?
I would say 13-pound, but whatever.
Yeah, I ain't 14 pounds. I can't even pick that shit up. You were going to say something, Adam?
Yeah, no, like, so the defense, I mean, before the season started, the defense went into Joe Barry's office and said, hey, we want to play more aggressive. We want to play more upfront, man-to-man pressure. And they did that. He showed he can adjust. So Joe Barry is showing that, like, I trust you guys. Let's do this.
The only thing I saw, Adam, that I thought they needed to work on is they got to wrap up better. They let Fields out of the pocket a little bit too much. They could have.
No, I don't disagree with that. But, like, Joe Barry is more zone coveraged defensive coordinator. But this year, first game was a lot of man-to-man. a lot of pressure, right, a lot of zone. There's no zone. So he's listening to his players. So that's a huge sign.
What did what was DJ Moore's stat line? I was told all week.
It wasn't DJ good. It was, I think he had like
2 for 25. You know what's even funnier is every Bears fan, as much as they hate the Packers and as much as they hate that Jordan Love looked competent, they fucking hate Chase Claypool so much. Oh. And he didn't do shit today.
It was awful.
You know what? Dude, we're going to be 3-0 going that Lions game.
Well, what do we got? We got Atlanta and the Saints?
Atlanta and Nats, yep.
Atlanta looked pretty good, man. Okay, they're so running back.
Justin Fields isn't this bad, right? He's talented.
I still don't think he's this bad.
Or is he just that bad?
I think he got drafted into the worst possible situation. Not just saying because blanket statement Bears, but he came when it was Nagy and Pace, and they didn't know what they knew they were going to get fired. They jerked him around, couldn't decide to start him or not. New coach comes in. They still last year should have committed to him. Like they should have, they were 3-10. They should have said, all right, Justin, we're going to play these games. And I know that you want to run. Don't. If you can't, they should have practiced in the games. Now, is that just simple, dumb idiot talking? Probably. But I don't know if there's one thing you think
he's not bad.
Well, like, but the people are worried about he goes one read and that's it is the problem.
Right.
And I think he did that a lot today because who the fuck's he going to throw to?
Bart, fun fact, Preston Smith is 11-0 against the Bears. Think about
that.
That's hard. That's hard to do in the NFL.
It's a good thought.
Dentrick likes pothole pizza.
No, stop. Never heard of it. Just stop.
Is that Quick Trip?
Hey, they got Jack's Pizza down here in Texas, by the way.
Jack's Pizza is the worst. I'm sorry, Bart.
But I'm
Can I say this about Quick Trip? Let me say this about Quick Trip.
No, stop.
Everything at Quick Trip gets like a bonus 2 points from everyone in Wisconsin for some reason. If their chicken sandwich is a 6 out of 10, you say it's an 8 out of 10. If their pizza is a 4 out of 10, somehow it's a 6 out of 10. Like, Quick Trip gets all these bonus points.
Oh, your crispy chicken is actually soggy? Oh, thanks.
Well, that spicy chicken.
Quick Trip is terrible.
Tony, roll your windows down or I got to boot you or up.
All right. I'm going to go, Bart. Anyway, go, Paco.
All right. You leave because I got somebody. We got boots on the ground.
Nice.
In downtown West Allis. Where Tim Shea is at McGuire's.
Nice.
We got a crowd.
Is that double what was there for the Packer game?
I think so.
Nobody was there for the Packer game?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
We're gonna do a watch party at McGuire's one day.
Okay, Danny's in. Here he comes.
Danny, you better hire another bartender. We're gonna do a watch party.
We're gonna do a watch party for a game. Here, okay, so you better hire another.
So you can afford a new Brewers hat wearing that old ass logo. Tim, what the hell? Everyone high on Love all preseason. They're gonna look awful today. 34-10 Bears.
You know, and it was
feeling
only
down
today.
From the Badgers loss.
No, don't get me started with that. Don't get me started with that.
It was a safety.
I know.
Does the Brewers game count as a no-hitter today?
The Brewers what?
They had a no-hitter.
Yeah, but they didn't. No, they didn't. They lost.
They had no-hit baseball through 10.
That's not a no-hitter, buddy. It's got to be.
Juan Nieves only threw 9. Juan Nieves never threw fucking 10.
It's got to be like a complete game, like that they win or lose.
Whatever. I don't want to talk about that. They took
no.
The Yankees.
Sorry,
Matt Schneidman's Yankees couldn't sweep the Brewers. Who's watching TV? Oh, it's right. You at the bar.
It's me at the bar.
Well, then
watching
say
Sunday Night Football. God.
Well, I can't legally air that here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm talking. Don't worry. Surprised? Absolutely shocked by today's game, by the way. I'm going to have to edit this in the post, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I know what that means, apparently, because I didn't before.
What? Do we think Aaron Jones injury is severe or no?
No, it's not. He's fine.
Just like, hey, it's the end of the game. Let's
he might miss one game.
Right.
Which the Falcons next week.
Who cares?
This team
No, we can't be might with AJ Dillon stinks.
Yeah, just give him an opportunity. I mean,
AJ Dillon.
They put him in bad situations.
Here's what happens. If AJ Dillon's your number one back and it's first and 10, he will get you 2 yards.
By the way,
if it's second and 8, he will get you 6 yards. And if it's third and 2, he will lose 3 yards.
You just gained 7 new subscribers, like literally in the last 20 seconds. I'm just letting you know. Yes, I do. I'm just letting you know that.
Look, I don't look at my stats. I just want to provide good content.
No, you do look at your stats because you tell me every night.
Oh, yeah, every night.
Every night before
you're the one that looks like a bowling ball, you fuck.
Before you go to fucking bed, you text me 3 new subscribers, 3 new viewers every night.
You know what? That's not true at all.
No, it's so true.
It's Tim's doing such a good job that I'll never convince anyone that it's not.
It's true. It's true. I have receipts and I'll post them up later. Don't worry.
I look pretty good today.
I look like a fucking bowling ball. Look at you.
Someone said that I look like a bowling ball.
Yeah, no shit you do.
Well, one beer Shay and the guy's ready to fight like goddamn John Cena.
All right, let's get back to the game.
All right, so back to the game. So, okay. So, no Watson, right?
No Watson.
Limited Dobbs, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how limited was he? He was in there when they needed him. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
scored Green goes out. Defense showed out.
If anyone's like, God damn it, I'm dying. I'm actually dying right now.
Because you have a bowling ball head? Like, what are you dying for?
It really squeezes me. No, but if anybody sat Dubs, who's like, oh, limited. You never know what limited means. Four catches, whatever. Two of them were touchdowns.
Oh, God. So, on the game, the defense was flying around. Flying all over the place. Now, is that a product of the defense or is that a product of the Bears' offense being inept?
I think I don't want to say both can be true because I hate when people say that now. But the Bears have work to do.
Right.
But I go back to Eric Eager was with PFF, Sumer Sports. He told me, he goes, a lot of these times we look at a defense and everything's there. Young, you know, talent. And we think, okay, this is going to be the year. And it's always the next year when you see the results. And now we saw, I mean, Quay Walker interception touchdown. Devontae White is going to be a problem for people. Van Ness, for him to get that sack, that was such a huge timely sack. The defense is good. People want to say the defense is good. They're worried about it because they think Joe Barry sucks. But if you give, I mean, at 20 points, whatever, they scored late. The defense never made me too concerned. You know, all these times, like, it was the opposite of watching Packer games where you watch Packer games in the past and it's like, stop him. Third down, we're screwed. Jordan Love was that guy. Jordan Love on third downs was incredible today.
Yeah.
And I was never scared like that for the Bears.
No, but that's like I said, like the second that the Bears had any sort of like advantage, Joe Barry tightened up his defense and they played man to man. Like the players asked. The players demanded they play man to man and more aggressive, and they did. And it's shown today.
My grandma might be watching. Hello, grandma.
Oh, gosh, grandma.
Grandma Winkler.
Hey, grandma. Oh, gosh, grandma, me.
Nice.
Yeah. Grandma Winkler is freaking awesome. She called many times.
Way to go, Grandma Winkler.
What are you talking about?
Who? Me?
This guy says, go, Pack, go. Classic. Oh, dude, today, you know, I love talking about my kid. He watched the whole game with me. Now, he didn't watch the whole game with me, but he celebrated touchdowns. And if I would go, he'd go, go, Pack, go. And we both wore long sleeve yellow shirts and we're pumped.
So
I was like, man, I was like crying all over the place. Packers are good. It's hilarious. My kid's watching. What a sad day. What a great day.
So you saw my kid jump on the podcast. How old's your kid?
My kid's 4.
See, my 7-year-old, who you saw earlier, Could care less about Packers. Could care less.
Well, I took him to a preseason game last month. I'm going to make him like the Packers.
I tried with Marquette. He's like, whatever. Like, could care less.
Trying with the Packers is different than trying with Marquette.
Hey, no Marquette. No Marquette hate anymore.
I'm not saying Marquette hate.
Which, by the way, she's watching. So just a little shout out to my niece who committed to Marquette. Full ride scholarship.
Do they need a soccer play by play?
Yeah.
Do they need a PA announcer?
Yeah.
I'll see Steve Novak next weekend at a golf outing. So
Marquette may be home to the most dangerous campus in the world.
Yes. Agreed.
No, UIC.
Like
UIC, that may have been
Sean O'Connell is back with a comment. He's right. Before I forget, we need some shakeaways.
Yep.
We need 3 Tim Shea shakeaways.
Play my theme song. There it is. All right. Number one, how about that offensive line protecting Jordan Love all day? I've never seen a cleaner pocket. Aaron Rodgers didn't even have that clean of a pocket. Number two, Romeo Doubs. Come on, let's be real. And number three, Aaron Jones.
No shake away for Jordan Love?
I was saying no Jordan Love?
Oh, well, Jordan, I mean, he's my MV Shea, MVP, MV. I need like an MVP. I need my MV. Yeah, I need like an MVP. So
somebody number one with all the scrutiny that was going into this season.
Well, yes. Okay. Listen, I'm trying to come up with like obscure stuff. Okay. We all get it. Jordan Love.
All right.
So used to say, do your top 3 things about the Packers without Rodgers. We're already there with Love. Good.
100%. Right. Like 1,000%. And our kicker, Carlson, Andres, whatever his name is. So far, so good. Now, we're not crying for Mason Crosby, are we?
That kick was straight down the middle from 65, 70 yards.
Oh, yeah. I haven't talked about him. My bad.
Yeah, he did very well.
Games, very good.
Yeah. He could have made that. Nah, I got a text message. So, okay, let's all, use our imagination. He could have hit that from 1,000 yards.
He could have made from 65.
Mm-hmm.
Crushed it down the middle. Good for him.
Jafty says, no number one receiver, no number one running back for most of the game. E-dub. I thought it was great. Aaron Rodgers. Jesus Christ. Aaron Jones plays first drive. And then he doesn't come back in the rest of the half.
Yeah.
And then that's why I tweeted. I go, and McCarthy was the same way. It's like, are we saving this guy until he's 50? Adam wants to know what I really said to the lady who bitched at me in the car the other day. I told this story on CBS over the weekend. I was pulling up. I got at a crosswalk. I went a little too far. So I need to listen to the Wisconsin Bike Fed and watch out for people on the road. I do. But there was a waste truck around me. I couldn't, I didn't know what to do. So I get there, and she's got all these bags, and she's, like, muttering to herself. And I had my window rolled down. I say, is there something you'd like to say to me, ma'am? And she put up a peace sign, but it was like she forgot. Like, she tried to flip me off, but she didn't know how. So she put up a peace sign first and then was fudging with her fingers. And then finally
she threw the peace sign.
The middle finger, yeah.
You should have gave her the Jersey salute, man. Jersey salute.
Hey, my grandma's watching.
All right, so
sorry, Grandma.
Quick poll: how do you think the Bears fans are feeling right now after all the crap they were talking about? Like, they're going to take over now that Rodgers is gone, and now Love beats them.
Like, they're probably pretty depressed. Beats them,
puts up 38 points.
I'll tell you this right now: tomorrow morning, 670 the score is going to be absolutely gold.
Well, here's a couple that my guy Danny Parkins, we had him on this week, said. He goes, maybe I'll call the post-game show. Maybe I'll post the video when the kids go to bed. Maybe I'll just wait for the podcast. Maybe I'll just wait for the show. Maybe I'll call in sick. I don't know. I've got to reevaluate some stuff. For now, it's bourbon. So they are hurting.
Oh, yeah. This is their shot. This is their one opportunity to be like, oh, Rodgers is gone now. You guys had 30 years of 2 great quarterbacks. We're going to take over now. and then Love comes in there and puts up 38 points. Like, they are going to be struggling.
All right, I need one of you to leave.
I'll leave.
Adam, thanks for coming on.
Hey, don't Bart, be a foreigner. I appreciate it. And Jack's pizza still sucks, so.
I mean, if that's the Ben, if that's what you want to be your thing.
That's his theme, man. Jack's pizza sucks.
Jack Attack.
All right, I'll come on whenever you want, Bart.
All right, I'm always here. Thanks, Adam.
All right, dude.
Adam's gone. I got to bring in Tack.
Pure class from the Packers. Can you believe it?
We got Big Ron, Tim Shane, Tack. Again, we are on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. We do these after every post game, or post game after every game, except for Pittsburgh, because I'll be there getting grandma's watching. I'll be there having fun with my friends.
What about your post game after the Bills? You put up a post game last year.
That was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I can fill in. Can
nice
I fill
hat.
In?
Look at this Rob Lowe hat of yours. Where did
I
you
bought
get
it? Literally,
that?
I literally bought it minutes after the Rob Lowe airing. I was like, because the Packers colors just like aren't conducive to any outfit. You know. But,
yeah, if you wear a Packers shirt, it's like you got to commit to that.
Yeah, there's nothing else left. You know, so an NFL hat goes with anything. I wear a lot of black, so. Hmm. Like my shirt right now, a Jonas Brothers shirt. I'm not a Jonas Brothers fan, but it was a.
Well, what happened to Joe? Was it Joe that was on the rocks?
I don't know. I just heard something on TikTok about like maybe a Sophie Turner divorce or something.
Yeah, something.
Is that a thing? Yeah. Back to the Packers though. What a fucking game! I'm very happy.
Hey, Jerry says Tack is the man, and Greg Winkler says Tack.
Oh, Greg in the house. Hey. It won't be a repeat of the last time I was on the show where I was like smoking cigarettes and on another. I was on a bender that day.
No, but cheers as you have a drink in your hand.
I do. It is a Hams, as you would expect, as Tim Shea would appreciate. I do have a Hams. Yeah.
At what point in this game to you did the game go from enjoying a win as one does to pure elated comedy that this was actually happening?
The interception?
Interception, the love fumble, Musgrave's falling down, and then he throws that pass to Dobbs. I mean,
what a series.
What a series.
When we were up 10, some of my friends were talking shit to fellow Bears fans, and I was like, I'm not quite there yet. At 10 points, you never know. But then next thing, you know, we're up 17. So I was a foot in the mouth situation. But man, what an exciting game. I'm totally ready for the season, no doubt.
I want my grandma to, if she's still watching, I want her to know the kind of stuff that her grandson deals with, because I tweeted in July, the league is prepared for Jordan Love to stink. At best, the league is prepared for him to be average. The league is not prepared for when Love cooks the Bears for 3 touchdowns in week 1. The fallout will be glorious. And that was something that I predicted. That was something that I was right about. And then this guy tweets at me, Dick Eater sighting.
Mm. Yeah, for how many weeks have you said, like, what happens when Jordan Love throws 3 touchdown passes? What happens now?
What? Reevaluate your quarterback tiers, baby.
What can the national media say at this point? The Bears stink, maybe? Is that how they're gonna downplay the Packers' victory here? Man, what a game, though.
Oh, my God. This is like seeing a celebrity. Shafty bro.
Huh?
Shafty bro.
Who's Shafty bro?
I can't add him in. There he is.
Oh, wow. Look at that beard.
Love this guy. What's up?
What's up, dude?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm just, you know, pouring a victory drink after beating the, you know, the most annoying team in the world.
Well, I can go 5 wide for this. I'm going to bring in Austin as well. Austin.
Hey.
I got Tim Shea, Tack, Shafty bro, Austin. I just brought on Shafty, so I'll give Shafty the floor.
Better performance. Lucas Van Ness with that crazy momentum-changing sack or Romeo Doubs with two touchdowns. I got to turn you off.
Well, I mean, Doubs, I think.
Hey, man, that Doubs.
But Van Ness, like, you're picking two great flavors of pie. I mean, we're all going to be going home happy and full.
I was a little worried about Van Ness after the preseason, kind of him not showing up at all, but that was I was pretty impressed because Fields, he might not be a good quarterback, but he is good at avoiding sacks.
Justin Fields can beat you. He can win games. He hasn't, and I don't know why. I don't know how long I'm going to still say this before I have to quit, but I don't know. If we had Justin Fields, I feel like we'd know the flaws in his game, and I feel like we'd be all right about. I mean, we'd be excited.
We'd at least see him throw past the line of scrimmage more than like four times.
There were some times when Love was like, "I'm going to take off here," and he had no chance. But he thought, okay. You're not Justin Fields. You can run. But you're not him.
He doesn't know how to slide either.
Gotta learn how to slide. That's fundamentals. That's 101. Somebody, Eric, they want a shame on you segment. A Tim shame on you. Who gets the shame today? Tim shame on you.
Gosh, I don't even know because I don't think anyone deserves it today.
Oh, there's 3 million people that deserve it. And that's all those fibs in Chicago that thought when Aaron Rodgers retired or wherever the hell he is,
sure.
that meant that it was over. It ain't over.
If you want to do that, if you want to go to like, you know, include everybody in the game,
it ain't never going to be over. This must be what it feels like. You know, in the movies when the bad guy discovers he has immortality, this must feel what it's like because we are going to be good forever. We're going to have elite quarterbacks forever. It's never going away. This is it. We're not going to win a Super Bowl every year, but we will never have to worry about a quarterback again, and we will always be there.
Hey, we'll get one every decade, and we'll be fine.
Bart, can I get a little I have a scoreboard update. Can I get a little music real quick?
No, I don't. No? Is it the Sunday night game?
Yes. Just letting you know the Cowboys just blocked a field goal and returned it for a touchdown. 7-0 Cowboys.
Well, that's great for everyone listening on Monday morning that already knows the result of the game. Austin, thoughts?
Hey, man. Right there, baby.
Oh, you got the Love alternate jersey.
Jordan fucking Love season, baby.
Now, be careful. My grandma is watching.
Sorry, Grams. 3 tutties. How about that, man? They look – I know it's the Bears, but it goes to show that the Bears their fans horsing around on social media this year, comparing music venues, being morons over nothing. The boogeyman is not Aaron Rodgers. It's not Brett Favre. It's the G.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go, baby.
I mean, I thought when Sean Clifford took snaps in the fourth quarter, I thought, Jesus, the Bears, he might as well throw a dime in the end zone. Why not?
You were probably like one of the people that predicted Kobe would put up 80.
I thought he put up 70.
Well, yeah, when I first saw Jordan Love out there tonight, I thought he'd have like, you know, 17 completions. And then, oh, shit, he didn't even have that many. Never mind.
He was like 10 for 20, but with 2 touchdowns. Man, he looked you can tell that, you know, he's got a little bit of that rookie, he's firing the ball with some jitters. Which is fine. He overthrew a couple times, underthrew a little bit to try to compensate, but he looks like he is more than capable of running Matt LaFleur's offense. I think Matt LaFleur needs to adjust his playbook for Jordan Fields because that run-pass option shit.
I don't know who that person is.
That ain't going to fly.
Who is Jordan Fields?
Did I say Jordan Fields? Oh my God! Sorry,
wow.
I'm just so
unreal.
Jazzed get him out of right now. Jordan Love, wow. Man, that run pass option, you can't be doing that. I don't know. I really think that he can tweak the offense to suit Jordan Love, but he's got a whole game to watch and see where Matt LaFleur's coaching errors were. And he can cater that to Jordan Love's play. And I think you know, now that he's got, you know, when Aaron Rodgers got that COVID and he had like a short week to prep for Love, I don't know. I think we got a good talent. And if LaFleur is any decent of a coach, he needs to adjust for what he's got at quarterback.
This is weird. Like, I'm not even thinking about next week. I'm not even thinking about our chances in the NFC North. I'm not even thinking about the Super Bowl. I'm just happy that this was what it was. I mean, I think this is one of the more singular wins that I can just enjoy for what it was.
On Sunday. I wholeheartedly.
You could lose every other game, and I would be happy.
Well, that would not be true.
It was so satisfying to destroy. Bears fans were talking some of the craziest shit I've ever seen. Like, they talked themselves into this 2-15 team last year, and to just come out and just smack them in the face. I got a couple of friends who are Bucks fans and Bears fans, and the amount of shit they talked over the last 2 weeks, to be able to just shut them up so, like, soundly. Like, there's no even argument about it being close.
Tack, you agree with what I was saying?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed easy this week. But, like, we don't – I mean, Dobbs played great. When Watson is back, when and if he's back, that'll be awesome. But, like, I don't think we're gonna have many of these games. Like, the Bears' run defense is bad. You know what I mean? So, like, we were able to exploit them there. So, I don't know. I think it's a great start, and I love beating the Bears. I've texted all my Bears friends, like, oh, fuck you. But – yeah, I don't know. I think there's a tough road ahead if we don't have a receiving core.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to expect next week. I don't know. I mean, we got this today. I don't know. Do we get it next week? I don't know what to expect. There's so much unknown. And when you know that this is a possible outcome now, I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, 38 points is very, very promising.
Did we score that much at any time last year? Maybe once?
Well, I saw that they put up the stat. I don't know. I can't answer your question, but they put up the stat like first possession touchdowns. We had one last year, and we had it today.
Rodgers had a 3-touchdown performance once in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Now we scored 41 on the Vikings.
Vikings, yeah. That second to last game.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Anything else from anybody? I'm going to enjoy that Sunday night game.
Bart, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If Love turns out, you know, good, is like rested, making your rookie quarterback wait behind a veteran going to become more standard? Mahomes did it.
I mean, we'll have to do it. We'll have to do it.
You got to do it. I mean, 3 times in a row, Mahomes did it. It's like, eventually, maybe it's a good idea.
No one's ever going to have that much patience. Shout out to Kofi. He says, Packer fan from Ghana, West Africa. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
All right, go Packers. Let me know when you talk about the Bucks.
I do Bucks post game shows.
Of course I know. Adrian Griffin, it's coach of the year. Book it.
All right. That's Shafty. Anything else, Austin?
Well, so don't worry about next week or the next or the playoffs or Super Bowl. We came into this season. We're just having fun this year. Let's take our wins. Let's accept our losses.
Yeah, for once I want – this is a ride I want to be on.
Yes. So
I want to be on.
That's what we're doing this year. We're not going to get too low. We can get a little high, but let's not get too low.
We always going to be getting high at PlaySam.com.
All right. Later, Bart. Later, Tim.
Tim, any more shakeaways for you before we wrap it up?
No shake.
You're at a drive-thru. Judging by that, it looks like a McDonald's. Wendy's?
Thank you. Nope.
Taco Bell right out there on National? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess. I kind of agree with you. Like, you don't know what to expect each week. Like, can the same thing happen? Yeah, but
Packer fan in Myanmar. Holy.
You're right. Like, next week, it's like a whole new season, right? Kind of like, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah. So I would think they're going to win next week. I think they'll be favored. So.
Would the Badgers be 2-0 with Paul Chryst?
Don't even start with me with that team, okay? We're not.
We're going to be live on Monday night after the Jets Bills. You can get your podcast, Spotify. We do one every day, daily podcast, Wisconsin Sports, Bart Winkler Show. What'd you get? Spicy potato tacos, I hope?
No, just two soft shell tacos.
Why even go then?
Because I need something to fall asleep and then I'll eat something.
Why don't you get the beefy crunch burritos are back?
No, I only like tacos. Ugh.
What a fucking weirdo. Sorry, Grandma. See you, everybody.
Go.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.